Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The Holly Theater opened as both a stage and movie theater in Medford, Oregon on August 29, 1930. The first performance was a local production that played to a sold-out audience of 1,200 at $1 a ticket. The movie shown that night was Hold Everything, featuring Technicolor, with Joe E. Brown and tap dancer Winnie Leitner. The end of the movie was but the beginning of the show. The house lights dimmed, and a local orchestra under the direction of Wilson Waite played an overture. Then the silver curtain parted dramatically to reveal a glittering cast in front of a white lattice background with pink paper roses. The audience rose to sing the Star-Spangled Banner. The show included dignitaries, singers, tap dancers, and act after act of the Rogue Valley's best entertainers. Highlights were the tango, opera singers, and radio personalities Frankie and Al. In the finale, the dancers, in flashing black oilcloth, surrounded each star who came to center stage to wild applause from the audience. People left the Holly that night to resume their real lives in the Great Depression. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.